America. Fasten your seatbelts. This is the Jay Sheldon Show.
Do you remember I said something about this feeling, this evil that's blanketing itself over the country? Well, I'm not alone in that feeling. General Flynn, the amazing General Michael Flynn, feels it too. We can talk about that. Americans no longer believe. Well, there's a twist. We'll tell you about it. And your government is fighting against your First Amendment. All that and a ton more stuff. Welcome to the Jay Sheldon Show. Happy Friday. We made it. We got it. We're into Friday. It's here already. Thank you for popping by. Truly appreciate it. Thank you so much. We got a bunch of new followers out there. Love you guys. Thank you. And we're heading into a Friday. The weekend is staring us right in the face. Please don't forget that you should download the Rumble app. It's got some incredible improvements in it. You're going to love it. And if you have the Rumble app, make sure you update yours. Also sign up for a free Rumble account, absolutely free, and doesn't cost you a dime, and then that lets you follow our show. Just hit that follow button down there, and it's that easy. You can take part in our live chat when we are live Monday through Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. You can also comment, do all kinds of cool stuff when you have a Rumble account, which is free. So please do sign up for a free account. Follow the show. It does help out a lot. We really appreciate that. All right. Among the other things we really appreciate is some of our great sponsors. And just a quick break here to tell you about the amazing people at Blackout Coffee. There they are. Be awake, not woke. It is time for you to wake up. Wake up, America. Start your day with a hot, fresh America First cup of Blackout Coffee. Love my Blackout Coffee. They're always here with me, always by my side in my Jay Sheldon Show mug. See that? There you go. You can get one of those in our merch store. They're an active supporter of hardworking Americans like you and me. Listen, they love the country, and that's awesome because we always support companies who support our causes. But they love making amazing coffee, too. Premium-grade coffee beans. They work with local co-ops and American farmers. Absolutely terrific. They are the most non-woke company I think I've ever seen. Personally, damn proud to be recommending Blackout Coffee. I drink 5, 6, 7 cups a day. They've got all kinds of blends and roasts and all kinds of flavored coffees, too. They also have coffee pods, if you use pods. Do me a favor, check out Blackout Coffee. Use the link in our show notes. That'll get you an amazing deal. And when you check out after you've picked which coffee blend you like, take a look here. By the way, they've got a Mother's Day special. You've still got time, so get over there and check it out. Once you've picked out the particular Brutal Awakening, Morning Reaper, 2A, Signature Blends, No Compromise, flavored coffees, chocolate cherry, cinnamon, French toast, 5-pound bags. Dang. They've got a lot of them. And look at that. Second Amendment Foundation. See? What did I tell you? An all-American company. When you make your selection, just buy a single bag. That's all you got to do. Give it a try. And when you do, make sure that at checkout, you use the promo code J20. J-A-Y-20. That will get you 20%. Off your first order. That's a hell of a deal. 20% off your first order with the promo code J20. And we will hope to see you over there. Pick yourself up a bag of coffee beans, fresh roasted. They roast them after you order, within 48 hours, ship them out to your house, and another few days to get there. When less than a week, you get a fresh roasted bag of beans. And it's amazing coffee, folks. And not only that, once you discover how great this coffee is, it's an eye-opener. It's like, whoa, what was I drinking before this? Then you realize this company helps to support our causes. Honesty, integrity, family, values. It's a win-win situation. Thank you, for those of you who have gone over to Blackout Coffee and checked them out. We appreciate that. All right. This week in particular, but I've talked about it before, we've talked a lot about the idea that there's just something off, something, there's a crack. Well, General Flynn was with Jack Posobiec. He posted this on his X account. And he has interviewed General Flynn. General Flynn has that same feeling. There's something just not right. There is an evil leaking into the seams and cracks of this country. And if we don't stand up and do something about it, it is going to win. It won't win. It can't win. Evil never wins. We will out. But we have to be aware that it's happening. We have to know the signs. General Flynn is expecting a October surprise a lot sooner than October. Have a listen.
We should be prepared for this administration to declare some type of national emergency. I feel that. I know some of the things that they're doing in the White House right now that they're contemplating. I mentioned some earlier. So that's number one. The second thing, if everything moves forward and people, you got to get out to vote. We cannot have 65% turnout for a presidential election in this country. We have got to overcome. If there is a rig, we got to overcome it.
Exactly.
And we have got to get 75, 80, 85% of people out there to vote. And frankly, for the Christian community in this country, you better get out there and vote. You got to get out there and vote. So let's assume that we win. Let's assume that Donald Trump is the president again, and we get some breathing space. We have like a life raft thrown to the American people so we can come up above water and start to breathe again. If that happens, you know, I can guarantee you that this very, very hardcore progressive movement, the progressive left in this country and globally, they are going to come in and try to disrupt this country in as many ways as they can humanly do. And so, because what they want is they want to point to him and say, see, he's a dictator, he's a bad guy. I think Trump was exactly right when he said, our how we are going to be judged will be how successful my administration will be, his administration will be. We need to define on measures of success that we can clearly get to, like a strong economy, like getting us out of these endless wars, like clearing the streets of America from these just ungodly amount of illegals, giving the law enforcement professionals in our country, you know, their ability to be able to stand their ground again and actually be cops, you know, be good cops, right? Be law enforcement professionals the way that they're supposed to be. I mean, and there are other components of a very successful presidential, in this case, President Trump. And he's already proven many of these things, even while he's being beat up, you know, in the head and shoulders for the 4 years about Russian election interference. So we have to be prepared for those couple of scenarios. One is what they might do right now. And number two, we get into office and then what we're going to have to be able to start to do almost immediately. This is not politics as usual, folks. This is not about big government and little government, less taxes and more taxes. This is now about whether or not our country is going to be the United Socialist States of America or the United States of America. And I, as a former blue collar Kennedy Democrat, right? I mean, I'll go at it with anybody today, but we're in a grave moment in time. And I want people to understand that. I really want people to understand it.
Well, General,
there you go. This man knows from what he talks, folks. This man has seen it all. This man has more information inside he hasn't released because he can't. Listen to this man's words, and we need to get out there, and we need to make sure we do everything we can to fight this evil. And like he said, be prepared because it isn't going to get better. It's going to get worse. And then if/when we win in November, like he just said, expect that time period between November and January when Trump is sworn into office, all hell is going to break loose. You thought the BLM riots were bad? You thought Antifa was bad? This is all that on steroids times 1,000. They're making their plans now. They're getting ready. Mark my words, it's going to happen. God help us. And I'm not using his name in vain. I mean that. God help us. We're going to need his help. They are preparing. And it ain't going to be pretty. Some sort of national emergency they're planning before this 2024 election. It's going to happen. You're already seeing. They've got all kinds of plans in place. They're preparing. They're getting ready. Be prepared. Hey, speaking of Trump, you saw the piece we covered yesterday with James O'Keefe and OMG Group and their whole CIA thing. Well, President Trump reacted to that bombshell report. Program manager at the CIA describing how higher-ups at Langley withheld information from him. Here's what Trump had to say about that.
Mr. President, your reaction to this videotape of the CIA individual talking about how the CIA director has withheld information from you?
Well, it's shocking to see how stupid somebody can be. If this guy's for real, you ought to get rid of him. CIA, Central Intelligence Agency, this is not an intelligent guy. To be openly talking to a woman that walks up and starts asking him questions and talking that way. So he may be bragging or showing off to some young lady. I have no idea the conditions under which he spoke, but I'd get rid of him real fast. If he's for real, get rid of him.
Exactly. There you go, the words from the man himself. Get rid of him. In other words, you're fired. Oh, man. And they won't admit to anything investigating President Trump. Complete nightmare, complete sham, complete embarrassment. And they won't stop. And when they get caught, like Mark Pomerantz, did you see that? This is insane. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Hang on a quick second. Let me show you this clip. Mark Pomerantz testifying. Listen to how much he testifies.
On the advice of counsel, I'm not going to answer that question, sir. Privilege against self-incrimination.
And did you knowingly break any laws when investigating President Trump?
Objection. Same response.
Did you break any laws when you worked at the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Objection.
Same response.
Ms. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights when you worked on the Trump investigation?
Objection.
I have the same response to your question.
Mr. Pomerantz, did you violate any person's constitutional rights while you worked at the Manhattan DA's office?
Objection.
Same answer.
Did you misuse any federal funds while investigating President Trump?
Same response.
Did you misuse any federal funds while you were working in the Manhattan District Attorney's Office?
Same response.
And did you violate any New York State bar rules while you were investigating President Trump?
Objection.
Same response.
And this goes on and on and on. Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment. Which is, of course, the right against self-incrimination. You starting to get the idea? You starting to see through the bullshit? Some people are, and the right people are, starting to see through the bullshit. I love this lady. Americans no longer believe in the system. 64-year-old woman who helped get Representative Jamal Bowman elected. His office called her for help. Given the past history of Bowman and the other commiecrats, she really wasn't so enthusiastic about giving of her time and her money.
So last night I got a call from my congressman, Jamal Bowman. I live in Westchester. He's very close to where AOC is. I originally helped him get elected. I mean, I didn't do much. I do canvassing. I go around to the houses. I do some phone lists. I've done it my whole life. Like, since I'm 14, I've been actively involved in politics. My parents were involved in politics. I had a grandmother that was very involved in Brooklyn politics. It's in our blood. We're one of those families. I've always felt it was my civic duty to help get elected the people that align with your same political beliefs. I feel it's a civic duty, just like jury duty. Went to American University. I did an internship at the Democratic National Committee. I was very actively involved when I was in college. Anyway, so they called to see if I'm going to canvass for them again. And I had just been watching TikToks all day, and I'm like appalled about what's going on. And it just came over me, and I just went, I'm done with politics. It's a farce. My eyes are wide open. It's a scam. These people do not work for us. They work for the special interest groups. They work for the corporations. They definitely don't work for us. When my president, the man that I voted for, can't come out and just be against burying babies alive. It's a farce.
It's a farce. Lifelong Democrat, say goodbye. By the way, if you'd like, you're welcome to join our Republican Party. But there, speaking truth to word, there she is. Someone who has opened her eyes, woken up, and realized, in her own words, it's a farce. It's a scam. I'm sure the college campus protests are not doing anything to make this woman feel any better either. Yet another piece of embarrassing video has been making its way around the net. These soy boy protesters, terrorist supporters, they thought it'd be a good idea to try and charge past the police lines. So they... I tell you what, let me just show you what they did, okay? This is them coming out to try and break through the police lines. Check out what they're using for shields. You see that? It's a cut-up garbage can.
Yeah.
Boom. Done. Good night. Yeah, that didn't work out too well. Somehow those cut up plastic garbage can shields, I'm not so sure those are police or military issue. I don't think that's exactly their intended purpose. Maybe they just didn't get enough of their soy lattes. Unbelievable. They're just embarrassing themselves. I mean, they are anyway, but you know, why not make it worse? These are the people who are voting these assholes into office. Fight them. Fight them with every last breath left in your body. And it's going to get worse. We've been talking about this illegal immigrant influx into our country by the hundreds of thousands, if not millions now, of people. The rumors that they're all going to be able to vote. Oh, no, Jay, that won't happen. Come on. Well, it's not just the non-citizens. How about the prisoners, too? Prisoners and non-citizen topics at the White House meeting with left-wing activists to increase voter turnout. This is from the Daily Signal. Look at that. Biden, please let us in. You don't have to ask. Just come on in. Border's wide open. White House, listen to this, folks. White House officials met with liberal activists to discuss boosting voting among prisoners and immigrants just 4 months after Biden signed an executive order on turning out the vote. Back in July of last year, 2021, White House officials held a listening session that included dozens of organizations, many known for turning out Democratic voters. Justin Levitt, White House senior policy advisor for democracy and voting rights at the time, kicked off the event with Jessalyn McCurdy of what's called the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights. Says the administration should assist eligible voters who are incarcerated or have been left out of voting. Felony disenfranchisement is voter suppression. You commit a felony, you lose your right to vote. They're saying you shouldn't. It's been that way forever. Of course it's that way. These records obtained by the Justice Department, the Heritage Foundation's Oversight Project, through the Freedom of Information Act, sessions with the White House, other Biden officials, included staffers from more than four dozen left-leaning groups, including the AFL-CIO, American Foundation of Federal, State, County, Municipal Employees, the Brennan Center for Justice, Democracy Fund, which is anything but, the Al Sharpton-funded National Action Network, George Soros-backed Open Society Policy Center. You knew that name would come up. And they've been corresponding with these folks ever since, keeping them in the loop, figuring out ways we can not only get convicted felons to vote, but illegal immigrants too. Folks, they will do anything they can. Anything they can. And when I say anything, I mean anything. Our sacred First Amendment, the right to free speech, free press, they're coming after it. And they're not hiding it much. Government officials are pushing against the First Amendment, claiming disinformation is a threat to democracy. This from John Solomon's site, Just the News. Government officials, and even some journalists, if you can call them that, claim the First Amendment prevents a crackdown on disinformation, which they say is a threat to democracy. No, it is constitutionally protected free speech. Journalists, government officials, all supposed to, and in some cases swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, including the First Amendment's protection of free speech. Several on the left are now claiming that mis- and disinformation are threats to democracy. Shutting down that kind of information is more important than protecting free speech. Their words, not mine. National Public Radio, Kathleen Maher, she runs that over there, has no journalistic experience, long propounded the same constitutional right on which her employees depend every day. And she says it ought to be curtailed. Talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Of course, it's NPR, so not that it matters. She said in an interview that regarding the governmental regulation, the number one challenge here is that we see is, of course, the First Amendment of the United States. Fairly robust protection of rights, and that is a protection of rights both for platforms, which I actually think is very important that platforms have those rights to be able to regulate what kind of content they want on their sites. But it also means it's a bit tricky to really address some of the real challenges of where does bad information come from and the sort of influence peddlers who have a real market economy around it. She says the largest and most influential platforms like Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, X, that they overall failed when it came to keeping their spaces free of this junk. Junk by which she refers to dis and misinformation. Absolute crap. When you hear those words, oh, we can't have that. We have to censor that because it's disinformation. It's misinformation. It doesn't matter. It is your right to free speech to be able to say whatever the hell you want to. Your actions are something else. But what you say is an absolute guaranteed right under the Constitution. And no one, look, I can disagree with you with all my heart and soul, but I absolutely will stand to the death defending your right to say it. You may be a complete idiot, you may be a complete moron, have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. You may have the ideals of a Nazi party, which I couldn't possibly disagree with more. But you absolutely have an unquestioned right to have and express those opinions, no matter how distasteful they may be to most people. You have a right, and nobody and nothing, mis or disinformation, be damned, can take that away from you, nor should it. So when these people start passing laws and passing regulations and rules that they're able to sneak around the edges or work with these platforms like Facebook, YouTube, to censor you, it's 112% unconstitutional, and it should not be happening, not in this country, but it is. In spite of the fact that they've created this lawfare against Donald Trump while he sits in a dingy New York courtroom when he should be out campaigning. It ain't working. He's still getting the word out there. I'm going to tell you about that coming up in just a minute. Right now, though, we want to tell you about the good folks at Brick House Nutrition, Field of Greens. Yeah, my voice cracked. Really? Oh, man. I'm telling you. Folks, we all know fruits and vegetables are the most important part of a healthy diet. You know you need them. You know you got to have them to maintain your health. We also know that it is a complete pain in the butt. You got to go shopping for them. You got to prepare them. You got to cook them. You got to store them. You got to hope they don't go bad before you get to them. It's a pain. We know that. That's why you don't do it. That's why you don't eat as many good fruits and vegetables as you should. Got the solution for you. Brick House Nutrition, Field of Greens. Fruits and veggies, the absolute anchor of any healthy diet. Field of Greens is a science-backed formula of healthy, specific, wholesome fruits and vegetables ground up into an amazing tasting powder. You just mix it in with your favorite drink, green tea, orange juice, water, whatever it might be. And that's it. That is your daily dose right there. 100% of everything that you need in the right combination. And these are real USDA organic fruits and vegetables. If you look on the pack, it does not say supplement facts. It says nutrition facts, because these are 100% USDA organic fruits and vegetables, scientifically formulated to be just right for what you need in your diet for your health. Great tasting flavors. Check them out. They're all over there at the website, the link to which is in our show notes. Field of Greens from Brickhouse Nutrition. Use our special link in our show notes to get an amazing offer from Field of Greens and Brickhouse Nutrition. And don't forget a 100% money-back guarantee if you are not satisfied. You will be. You will see the difference. You will notice the difference. I promise you. Give it a month or so. You get your test results back from your doctor, and he'll probably say, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. Field of Greens from Brickhouse Nutrition. Use the link in our show notes for a special discount on Field of Greens. Check them out today. Get yourself back in shape. Get yourself back in the green and the oranges and the reds and the yellows and all those good vegetable and fruit flavors. All right, Donald Trump, who still managed to do some campaigning. It doesn't matter. You know, we talked about snapshots and sound bites. Dan talks about it, too, on his show. Dan Bongino's show coming up at 11 o'clock here on Rumble. Be sure you check that out. Starts right after this show. Trump took time out in between bouts at the courthouse and visited a FDNY station after court and bought them pizza. Their response? Save us, please. Donald Trump dropped by a New York Fire Department station in Midtown Manhattan Thursday, delivered pizzas, spent another day in court, of course, with this ridiculous brag case. Firefighters appeared to be pleased to see him. In the video, you can hear one or more say, save us, please save us. I think it's pretty apparent who they want to be saved from. Save us, please save us. Presumptive 2024 Republican candidate Donald Trump, of course, arrived with the pizza to the same New York Fire Department he visited in 2021 to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. Spent the day in a Manhattan courthouse, then headed over to the firehouse. Said, we appreciate whoever supports our members and the FDNY, no matter their political affiliation. Wow. Having more fun at the courthouse, I think, than he did, or at the firehouse, than he did, I'm sure, at the courthouse. But this is what it's all about, folks. Keeping in touch with the people, even when these folks are doing their best to keep you off the campaign trail, he still manages to make the news, get the good stuff out there. China, Russia, illegal immigrant invasion, the latest COVID part two, whatever they're gonna throw at us. Got enough on your plate? Nah, probably not. There's room for a little bit more. Check out this headline from Reuters. Oh my God. South Korea has raised their diplomatic alert levels, citing threats from North Korea. Ouch. South Korea's foreign ministry yesterday raised the terrorism alert level for five diplomatic offices in the region, citing intelligence that North Korea may attempt to harm its officials. Five locations included embassies in Cambodia, Laos, and Vietnam, as well as consulates in Russia and China. The ministry said, terrorism alert level raised from attention to alert, the second highest among South Korea's classifications, indicates that the chances of an attack are strong, according to foreign ministry officials. Here we go again. Keep an eye on it. Stuff's going to break. It's going to break bad, and it's going to break fast, and you better be prepared. Sadly, you better be prepared. The war in Ukraine is not something we cover all that often, but we, of course, talk about the ridiculous proxy war in Ukraine. They have a new foreign ministry spokesperson. You want to know what all that money we've been sending over there of your tax dollars is going to? Well, the Ukraine has just unveiled a new AI-generated foreign ministry spokeswoman. There she is. On Wednesday, 2 days ago, they unveiled this crap. And this spokeswoman, completely AI-generated, this is not a real person, will now make official statements on behalf of the foreign ministry. Named Victoria Shi, the AI bot modeled after Ukrainian singer Rosalie Nombre, released a teaser of their new AI spokeswoman on their Ministry of Foreign Affairs YouTube page. AI-generated first announcement from her. Digital representative says, "My name symbolizes our main goal, the victory of Ukraine. And my last name, the artificial intelligence that created me. My work will consist of reporting operational and verified information of the consular department of the MFA of Ukraine to the public." There she is.
Шановні представники ЗМІ та громадськості, вітаю вас. Мене звати Вікторія Ші. Я створена Міністерством закордонних справ України з використанням технологій штучного інтелекту для того, щоб оперативно та якісно інформувати вас.
Now, I'm going to assume most of my audience does not speak Ukrainian, so I'm not going to bore you with the whole thing, but take a look at that. How real is that?
Щодо консульських питань. Я є цифровою особою. Тобто текст, який ви чуєте, не зачитувала реальна людина.
That's your new foreign ministry spokeswoman. Completely computer and AI generated. How frightening is that? Incredible. We all recall the story not so long ago about the Boeing whistleblower who mysteriously committed suicide. Well, guess what? This news from Breitbart, a second Boeing whistleblower has suddenly died. Former quality auditor at Boeing supplier Spirit AeroSystems, who was among the first whistleblowers to allege Spirit leadership had ignored manufacturing defects on the 737 MAX, died Tuesday. Joshua Dean lost his life, listen to this, after a struggle with a sudden, fast-spreading infection. He was 45 years old, otherwise reported in good health, before his sudden demise after just a 2-week fight for his life in hospital. He'd given a deposition in a Spirit shareholder lawsuit, also filed a complaint with the FAA alleging serious gross misconduct by senior quality management of the 737 production line at Spirit. They fired him in 2023 in April, and he'd filed a complaint with the Department of Labor alleging his termination was in retaliation for raising those concerns. Found 2 weeks, got an infection, dead. Unbelievable. Keep an eye on these stories, folks. These people are not playing. They're not effing around. They will think nothing about closing a chapter, your chapter in this book. I told you, an evil, like I said in the start of the show, General Flynn says it too. There is an evil settling itself into the nooks and crannies of this country, and we've got to watch for it. We've got to fight it every chance we get. Do whatever you can, and be prepared. It's going, I'm sad to say, but it is going to get worse before it gets better. You remember the frat boys on UNC Chapel Hill who helped to protect Old Glory, our American flag? They've had offers of concerts and giant parties. They've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars. When and if they have this party, it's going to be a hell of a party. Well, there's an interview with one of those frat boys. He says he would have protected the American flag with his dead body from protesters. One of the students who protected our flag at the UNC, Dan Stompel, gave an interview with Fox News. He said holding the flag up was like an arm day because they stood there for an hour. Let me just let you hear it in his own words. Here's our most recent hero.
I love America. I love that side of America. It's like we all just kind of connected our brains and stood there protecting one thing, and we all were like, we all were looking at every direction. If stuff was flying in, we would say heads up. We would cover each other. We would look out for other people. We would swap. We had like for an hour, and our hands did hurt. Our arms did hurt. It was like a arm day for me that day. It was no gym happened that day afterwards. It was exhausting. You know, I remember we were all standing in there. And I think I made a joke. I was like, oh, I don't know if it's a joke, but I was like, I'd die for this flag. And everybody was like, yeah, if they get any closer, we're going to start throwing hands. Like, we're not going anywhere. I don't care. They're going to have to tear me off this flag, like by my dead body, you know, stuff like that. And that was, you know, I'm smiling right now after such an insane day, but it's because it genuinely was hopeful. It was enjoyable to be in such an environment while doing what we think is right.
There you go. What a hero. What an absolute hero. Love these guys. Well deserved. And let's hope you have a fantastic party. I know the money's in place. Your GoFundMe's going crazy. Good on you. Good on you. Wow. All right. That's about going to wrap things up for today. We got a lot going on. Big weekend coming up. And thank you so much for sticking with me. We made it the whole week. We will be here again on Monday and have another hour or so of fun, pissed offness. I made up a word. Things you need to know about. Things you need to keep an eye on. Things you need to be prepared for. Things will make you go, hmm. All right, let's close out today and the week the way we usually do. Dear Father God, thank you for your unfailing love for me. Your blessings, goodness, thank you for your faithfulness to guide me see me through the times of uncertainty. For lifting me up, setting me on high. Thank you for scripture that comforts and reminds me of your promises, your plans, and provisions. Thank you for taking away my fears, my worries, the what-ifs, reminding me that my help comes from you. Help me be a good steward and to sow wisely. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Folks, have a great weekend. Enjoy the rest of your Friday. And we're going to enjoy our weekend too, I think. I will see you all right back here on Monday.
You just heard the Jay Sheldon Show. Join us Monday through Friday here on Rumble. Thanks for watching.
Snort.